building of the Mishkan. Now, there's a Sforno, well-known Sforno. The Sforno says that had Klal Yisrael not done the Egel, then they would never have needed a Mishkan. He says, the Pasuk says, "Bechol mokim asha azke shemi, ovei alecho verachticho." Bechol mokim, in every place, asha azke shemi, where you say my name, ovei alecho verachticho, I'll come and I'll give you a brocha. So why do you need a Mishkan? Why do you need somewhere special to do your avodas Hashem? Bechol mokim asha azke shemi. And therefore he says, had there not been a cheta egel, there would never have needed to be a Mishkan. Rashi doesn't seem to agree with this. Rashi says, "B'chol mokim asher azke shemi" means "B'chol mokim" in any place where I give you rishus to say my name. So Rashi doesn't seem to agree with that. But that's what the Sforno says, that wherever the Mishkan would be, well, it had there not been a cheder egel, we would not have needed a Mishkan. And the obvious question on that is that we know that once Mashiach comes, then there's going to be a tikkun on the cheder egel. It's going to be as if we never did the cheder egel. It'll be as if there was never even a chet of Adam Arishon. So if once Mashiach comes, it'll be as if there was no cheta egel, so why will we need a Beis HaMikdash? And we know there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash once Mashiach comes. That's all very clear in the Psukim. So if there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash after there's a tikkun on the cheta egel, how can the Sforno say that the Mishkan was only built for because of the cheta egel? So I'd like to try and work through a little bit of understanding, a bit about the Beis HaMikdash, theme it within the Beis HaMikdash, and with that we'll be able to come back and answer the Sforno, hopefully. And then hopefully we'll be able to understand a central theme within Purim as well. If we look at the Beis HaMikdash, we see that there's really two important points in the Beis HaMikdash. On the one hand, you've got the Kodesh Kodshim. You've got the Kodesh Kodshim. The Kodesh Kodshim had in it the Eved Shasiyah. The Gemara tells us Eved Shasiyah was a place which we menahush sasa'olam. The whole world was created from the Eved Shasiyah. The Gemara says that it was Mitzioi Nivra, it was the center of the world. That means the Rishon first created the Eved Shasiyah, and from there he created the whole world. And that's where we have the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's one point. On the other hand, there's also the Mokim of the Mizbeach. The Rambam says, HaMizbeach Mekoimoi Mechuvan BeYoisa. The exact place of the Mizbeach, it had to be exactly where it was supposed to be. And he says, Ve'ein Mishalin Oisei Mi Mekoimoi La'Olam. The Mokim of the Mizbeach can never ever move. Shenema Ze Mizbeach La'Olam Yisrael. And he goes on and he says that B'Mikdosh Nek Had Yitzchak Ovinu, that was the exact place where Yitzchak was put on the Akedah of Aaron Maria. He goes on and he says, Mesiris v'yada kol, shahamokim shebono boi David u'shleima mizbeach. The place where David and Shlomo built the mizbeach is hamokim shebono boi Avraham mizbeach l'okad olav Yitzchok, hu hamokim shebono boi Noach kishiyotza v'nateva. Noach built his mizbeach there in the same place. He says it's a mizbeach shehikriv olav Kain v'hevel. That's where Kain and Hevel brought up their korbanos. And he says, hu boi hikriv odom arishon korban kishenivra. Odom arishon brought up a korban in that place. And then he says, Umisham Nivra, Adam Arishon was created from the place of the Mizbeach. Omru Chachamim, he says, Adam, Mimokim Kaparasa Nivra, Adam was created from the place where he got his Kapara by bringing up a Korban on the Mizbeach. So we have here the Eved Shasiyah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's a fixed place. It can't move. And then we also had the Mokim Mizbeach, which Rambam says is Mokim Mizbeach is Mechuvim B'Yosa. It can't move. It's where it should be. Ve'im Mishanin Oisoi Mimikoimai La'olam. It will never move. Now what we're going to try and work through is see if we can work out the relationship between the Orin, the Mokim of the Eved Shasiyah, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with the Mokim of Mizbeach, and see if those quite fit together. So let's say, for example, the Gemara tells us in Zvochim, in Yuma, that Binyamin was Choyfiv Olav Kolayov. The Gemara says that when we know that the position of the Beis HaMikdash was partly in the Chelik of Binyamin and partly in the Chelik of Yehuda. The Kodesh HaKadoshim and half of the Mizbeach was in the Chelik of Binyamin, and then the rest, the Chotzer, the part going out, that was in the Chelik of Yehuda. And the Gemara says the reason why Binyamin was zeicher to having the Kodesh HaKadoshim in his chelik was because Binyamin was choyfif olav kalayim. Binyamin wanted to have the Beis HaMikdash in his chelik, and therefore he was zeicher to have the Kodesh HaKadoshim in his chelik. So the Ritva says, what would have happened if Binyamin would not have been choyfif olav kalayim? What would have happened if Binyamin hadn't reached this madrego of being choyfif olav, and he would have decided, who cares, and he wouldn't have been interested in having the Beis HaMikdash in his part? So then, obviously, the Beis HaMikdash would not have been built in his part. So the Ritva says that if he would not have been Chayf Olav Kalayim, the Mizbeach, that place can't change, because the Mokim Mizbeach is Mechuvim B'Yosef. So the Mizbeach would have been built in the same place. He then says what would have happened is, instead of having the Mizbeach and then the Kodesh HaKadoshim on one side of the Mizbeach, the Kodesh HaKadoshim would have been built on the other side of the Mizbeach. So the Makom Mizbeach can't change, he says, but you would have built the whole binyan going, instead of to the right of the Mizbeach, it would have been built to the left of the Mizbeach, and instead of the building being to the Mariv, it would have been built to the Mizrach. That's what he says. So that means the Makom Mizbeach is stuck there in the middle. But the Makom of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that could have been in a different place. Now how could that be? The Evin Shesia has to be where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is going to be. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was built, the Aron was put on the Evin Shesia. Now if the Evin Shesia is in a specific place where Mimena Hushas HaOlam, the world was created from there, that can't move, that's got to be stay there. And the Makom Mizbeach, that has to stay in its place, because Makom Mizbeach is Bechuvah B'Yosah, it can't change. So how can the Ritva say that if Binyamin would not have been Chuvah Olav Kol HaYoyim, then the place of the Aron would have changed. The place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim would have been on the other side of the Mizbeach if the Makom Devin Shesiah has to be fixed and the Makom Mizbeach has to be fixed.
Did you say that the Mizbeach was half and half?
The Mizbeach was half and half.
So in that case, that's also shvur. Because if it's not Chelikim, if the Mizbeach can't move, then you've still got Chelikim Binyamin.
Yeah, it could be that would be okay. It was Binyamin Chayv Balam Chalayev who was able to have the Kodesh HaKadoshim in his part. It could be that to have the Mizbeach in his part, he could have had even without being Chayv Balam Chalayev.
It was less than a half.
So the Ritva doesn't say that. True, but the Ritva doesn't say that. It could be the Ritva holds that the area of Binyamin that was fixed with the girl, that can't change.
And if any of the other Shvatim would have had Kreif Kaliyom, then what?
I don't know. Yeah. But the Ritva says that the Kodesh HaKadoshim could have been built on the other side of Mizbeach. And that's our problem. How can the Evin Shesiah be built? How can the Kodesh HaKadoshim be built on the other side? That's question number one. Question number two is, the Gemara talks about where the Mizbeach was compared to the Heichal, the actual building. So the Gemara's got a machlokes, whether it was built slightly to the right, or was it built directly in front, or slightly to the left of the main building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Rambam paskens that it was built slightly to the left. It was Moshech Ledorim, that means if you had the Heichal, the building, then the Mizbeach was slightly to the left of the front door of the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Rambam paskens. The problem is that the Gon in his Pirush in Yecheskel and the Ramchal in his Mishkan Eliyahu.
There's no room to get onto it because of the length.
That's only in the Mishkan. That's a problem in the Mishkan, but in the Beis HaMikdash, let's talk about the Beis HaMikdash, that was okay. So the Rambam says in the Beis HaMikdash it was slightly to the left. So the Gon in Yecheskel and the Ramchal both say that in the third Beis HaMikdash, the Makom of the Mizbeach is going to be directly in front of the Kodesh, directly in front of the building, directly in front of the door of the Heichal. That's what they say. Why it should be that the third Beis HaMikdash should be different to the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, that's a different discussion. But that's what both the Gon and Ramchal say. And now again, the question is obvious. If the Makom Mizbeach is Ein Meshanen Oisei Mimikoyim La'olam, is never ever going to change, and the Evin Shesiah is there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that can't move, so then how can it be that the third Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be aligned in a different way? That's question number two. And finally, question number three. Question number three is, the Rambam tells us that Ogmar Rishon was created from the place of the Mizbeach. The difficulty with this is that the Maharal tells us that the reason why Ogmar Rishon was created from the Makom Mizbeach is because, what Rashi says is because Ogmar Rishon had to, every person has to be buried somewhere in the world, and therefore they have to have some connection to every part of the earth, of all the different parts of the world. So therefore the Maharal says that when Rabbi Shem wanted to create Ogmar Rishon, he had to create him with a bit of earth from all four sides of the world. Now the Rabbi Shem could have gone to all four corners of the world and picked up a bit of earth, and that way created Ogmar Rishon, but the Maharal seems to be saying the Rabbi Shem came up with a simple idea. If you have four boxes next to each other, and you want to take from all four boxes, you don't need to go to all four boxes, you just go to the center point. And if you take earth from the center point of the world, with that you've taken earth from all four sides of the world, and that way a person can find his kvura in any place where it may be, because he's been created from all four sides of the world. And he speaks through. Now, Ogmar Rishon was created me'emtza, from the middle of the world. And as the Rambam says, the middle of the world was the Makom of the Mizbeach. But the problem is the Gemara clearly says not like that. The Gemara says the middle of the world was the Eben Shesia. The Rebbe Hashem created the world from the Eben Shesia. Mimena Hoshtasa Oilam, the world was created from there. And the Gemara says that that going according to Mount Dharma, Oilam Me'emtsi Isai Nivra. The world was created from its middle and then spread out from there. So the Eben Shesia is clearly the middle of the world. And the Rambam says the middle of the world is the Makam of the Mizbeach. So where was the Mizbeach? How did that work? Where was Eben Shesia? So there is a very interesting Mishnah, a very difficult Mishnah, and let's see if we can start from there and work through this. The Mishnah says in Yomah, just a couple of words, the Mishnah says, Eben Huiso Shom, it's talking about the Eben Shesia, it says, Eben Huiso Shom, Miyamois Neviyam Arishonim. There was an Eben, there was a stone over there, Miyamois Neviyam Arishonim, from the time of the Neviyam Arishonim. And the Gemara is talking about that once there's no Oren, the Mishnah is saying once there's no Oren, then they would do the Zrikas for the on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it would do it on the Eben Shesia. Because Eben Hoysa Shom, there was an Eben there, Miyamois, Nevi'im Harishonim, from the days of Nevi'im Harishonim, which is referring to Shmuel and David. And the obvious question over here is that the very next Omid in the Gemara tells us that the Eben Shesia was Mimena Hushasa Oilam, the world was created from there. How can the Mishnah say that Eben Hoysa Shom, from the time of the Nevi'im Rishonim, it was there from the time that the world was created? And that's a very simple question on the Mishnah. No, I didn't find many Mepharshim asking the question, and most of them just, dray out of it and say that they only found it then and things like that. But that's not what the Mishnah says. Evan Hoysa Shom, the Evan was there. So there is a Sefer Sheshanim LeDovid, which was written by the Chaste David. He's more well known for his Chaste David on Tisefta. Well known Sefer.
Is the just the cover?
The Evan's the stone. The stone, the actual stone that the Rebbe Hashem created the world
like
with.
The stone, a story by David HaMelech, that removed the stone.
That was a different stone. That wasn't the, I don't think there was ever Shesia, there was a stone outside. In the Chatzah.
So the... Don't you have a tradition where they went around looking for it? The David HaMelech and Nosson, I think, was a Novi.
And I think Shmuel and Novi.
Was it Shmuel or was it Nosson?
I believe it was Shmuel.
Well, anyway, they went around looking for it.
That's right. So the mission seems to be saying that when they looked for it, that's when it came there. Eben Hoysa Shom.
No, that's when they knew where it was.
But the mission says Eben Hoysa Shom. There was an Eben there, just taking the mission literally. Yeah. There was an Eben there from the times of the Neviim Rishonim. So it's true that I think the Rishash, it could be, I think it's the Rishash who says that it means that they found it then. But that's not the simplest translation of the Mishnah. Eben Hoysa Shom, Miyamois Neviim Rishonim. So the Sheshanim LeDovid, he's got a pirish on Mishnayis, and he says a tremendous chiddush. He backs it up from Isaiah and Parshas Noach, and he says, you know what? When the Rebbe Hashem created the world, he put the Eben somewhere else. He doesn't say where. The Eben Shesia, the center of the world, was some other point. And then came along the Shmuel and David, Neviim Rishonim, and he says the Eben moved. The stone moved from wherever it was to the Mokim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Mokim that we know it today. That's what he says. Sorry? I've never heard that before.
It makes sense, because you said that Noach brought the korban there when he came out. Yeah?
Okay.
And therefore it would have been an Ararat there. No?
Turkey. Yeah, but the Rambam says the Mokum of the Mizbeach was Rechum B'Yosa. He says the Mokum of the Mizbeach, when Noach brought up the Korbanos, that was definitely where Avraham did the Akedah.
That was in Yerushalayim.
And that must have been Yerushalayim. And he must have travelled from Ararat across to Yerushalayim. So that's what the Sheshanim LeDovid says. And what we try, let's try and work through this and see if we can work it out to fit with our questions and to see if we can answer them. So, let's suggest, just to start to answer one or two questions, let's suggest that the Oren, well, the Eben Shesia was where the world was created. That was the Mokum of the Mizbeach. He doesn't say where the Eben Shesia was originally. But it would make sense that the Rebbe Hashem created the world, and as the Rambam says, the creation, the center of the world, is the Mokum of the Mizbeach. So when the Rebbe Hashem created the world, he created it from the Mokum of the Mizbeach. And then from there, the whole world spread out. And that's why the Mokum Mizbeach is the center of the world, and that's why Ogum Rishon could be created from there. Now, later on, it moved from the Mokum Mizbeach, it moved to the Mokum of the Oren. So that question that we asked, that Ogum Rishon was created from the place of the Eben Shesia, and Ogum Rishon was created from the place of the Mizbeach, we've answered very simply. Ogum Rishon was created from the place of the Mizbeach, which is where the Eben Shesia was for the first couple of thousand, three 3,000 years of the world's creation. It only moved across from the Makom Mizbeach to the Makom HaKadosh Kedoshim once Shmuel and David were looking for it. But let's see if we can take this a little bit further. We know that the Beis HaMikdash, if you look at the Beis HaMikdash, you'll see that the Beis HaMikdash really has two different jobs. On the one hand, the Beis HaMikdash is a place which had the Aron, which brought the Shechinah to the world. It was a place of tremendous nisim. It was a place of the Gilui HaShechinah in the world. On the second, on the other hand, it also was a place of Avodah, of Korbanos. That's where the Korbanos were done. If we look at the Mishkan would seem to be a place which is much more focused on being a mokim of Hashras HaShechinah than being a mokim of Avodah. Because we know that as long as the Mishkan was around, you were allowed to bring up Korbanos on a Boma as well. It's true that when the Mishkan was in the Midbar, you couldn't, and when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, you couldn't. But the Mishkan in itself, it didn't, by definition, stop you from bringing up Korbanos in other places. So it doesn't seem like the Mishkan was a place of Hakrovas Korbanos as much as it was a place of the Hashras HaShechinah in the world. It was a place of the Oren. The Ramban says the most important part was the Oren. As soon as they would take the Oren out, the Mishkan would lose its Kedusha, and then they could start traveling. The Churban Shiloh, the destruction of Shiloh, there's no psuk in which say that there was any fires or any wars or anyone destroying Shiloh as such. Shiloh is destroyed because they took the Oren out of Shiloh and they went and they used it to fight with the Plishtim. So the destruction of Shiloh was just by removing the Oren, because once they removed the Oren, it lost its Kedusha. So the whole Kedusha of the Mishkan is the place that it has an Oren and it has a Hashras HaShechinah. The Beis HaMikdash, on the other hand, was mainly a place of Avodah. Horaya, in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Oren. There was no Oren, and therefore there was no proper Hashras HaShechinah, the Gemara says, and there were these five things that didn't come back, because Hashras HaShechinah in the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't a full Hashras HaShechinah. What it was a place where they could bring up Korbanos, and that's why as soon as the Beis HaMikdash was built for the very first time, where they were never allowed to bring up any Korbanos on Bamos from then on, and that never changed. Because the Beis HaMikdash was a place of Hakrovas Korbanos, more than it was a place of the Hashras HaShechinah in the world. So, when Rabbi Hashem created the world, and it was before the Chet HaEgel, Chet Adam Rishon, then Rabbi Hashem wanted that b'chol mokem asher aske shemi ovei elecha v'avarchticha, wherever I come, you can go and say Hashras HaShechinah wherever you want. You can just mention Rabbi Hashem's name, you can sit down and learn Torah, and wherever it may be, you're going to bring the Shechinah, and that's it. You don't need to be in any specific place. Because Hashras HaShechinah was not stuck to any geographical place at all. On the other hand, the Mokom HaAvodah, that was, because the Mokom HaAvodah had a special place. The Mokom HaMizbeach was Mechuvan B'Yosef. So when Rabbi Hashem created the world, the Eved Shesia, the center, the geographical center of the world, was only going to be the place of the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, because the place of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash was important. Any other place wasn't important at all, because the Mokom of the Hashras HaShechinah wasn't important, because the Bechol Mokom Asher Askei Shemi Ovei Elecha V'Avarchticha, and therefore the Eved Shesia was in the place of the Mizbeach. Once the Chet of the Eagle had happened, and then we had lost the ability of B'chol Mokim Asher Askei Shemi Ovei Elecha V'Avarchticha, then we had lost the ability to just have Hashras HaShechinah wherever we want, then we needed a specific place of Hashras HaShechinah. Once we needed a specific place of Hashras HaShechinah, then that place became the place of the Orim. Once that became the place of the Orim, so then the Eben Shesia had to move, because then the center of the world, the geographical center of the world now changed. Now the center of the world had to be the place of the Orim, the place of Hashras HaShechinah, because long before you had the Avodah, you have to have the Hashras HaShechinah. The Hashras HaShechinah is more important. So before there was the Chet of the Egel, so then you can have the Hashras HaShechinah wherever you want, so the only geographical center of the world is going to be the Makom of the Avodah, because the Hashras HaShechinah is not geographical. It's got nothing to do with the world. It's got nothing to do with any specific place. The Chol Makom, you can have the Hashras HaShechinah. But once the world, once the Chet of Egel had been done, then it became, the Hashras HaShechinah also became geographical. Then the Makom of the Oren became the center of the world, and therefore the Makom of the Zveach had to move. So the Makom Mizbeach then moved from the Makom of the Eved Shesia then moved from the Mizbeach and it moved to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Had Binyamin not been Choyfev Olav Kol HaYom, there's no problem. Instead of the Eved Shesia jumping from the place of the Mizbeach to the Mariv, it would have jumped the other way. It would have jumped to the Mizrach. It's no bigger problem to jump to the Mizrach instead of jumping to the Mariv. It would have jumped into Yehuda's Chelik instead of jumping into Binyamin's Chelik. Once Mashiach comes, and we'll have a tikkun of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. and the tikkun of the chet of the egel. So once that happens, so then once again we'll head back to b'chol mokim asher aske shemi ovei lechel v'arachticha. And like this one says, we don't need a mishkan then. We don't need a place for asher aske shchina, because asher aske shchina can happen anywhere. But we asked, what's going to happen with the third base of Mikdash? Why do we need a third base of Mikdash? The answer is, you're right. We don't need a third base of Mikdash for Asherah Sashchina. We need a third base of Mikdash for Mokum of Avodah. We need a third base of Mikdash to have a place to bring up Karbonos, a center place to bring up Karbonos. So therefore, it's going to come out that the Mokum of the Zveach again is the geographical center of the world, because the Mokum of the Orein is going to become unimportant again, because that's not going to be the Mokum of the Torah. That's not going to be the Mokum of the Shechina, because B'chol Mokum Asher Aske Shemi Oveilech Oveirechticha. So therefore, it would make sense that the Eved Shtir is going to jump back to the Mokum of the Mizbeach when Mashiach comes. And if he's going to jump back to the Mokum of the Mizbeach when Mashiach comes, then why is he going to jump back to... Then you can go and build the Oren, the Kodesh Doshim, whatever you want. So we had this problem, that how's it going to be the third base of Migdash, that the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim are going to be aligned one with another, when in the second base of Mikdash they weren't, it was slightly to the left. Well, that's no problem, because once the Eved Shtir has moved back to the Mokum Mizbeach, so then you can just go and build the base of Mikdash slightly to the left of where it used to be in the time of the first and second base of Mikdash, because that becomes unimportant. There's no Eved Shtir there anyway. The Eved Shtir is going to be in the Mokum Mizbeach. So I think this is an important cheer, because if we're right, then we know what's going to happen. Mashiach is going to come, and the base of Mikdash is going to start coming down. You know, the base of Mikdash is going to come. This Rashi says, and the Eved Shtir will have moved, and we're going to see this Beach going down the Eved Shtir, and everyone's going to say, hey, you're going to the wrong place, this is all wrong, this must be not be the real Beis Hamikdash, I don't know, this is some concoction of the Tzionim. So they're going to go and think it's in the wrong place, but we'll know that no, it's in the right place. The Eved Shtir has moved, and it's back on the Mokum of the Mizbeach. So I think that answers our questions. It answers where the Mizbeach was, it answers where the Eved Shtir was, it answers how the Eved Shtir and the Kodesh HaKadoshim could be together. It answers how the Adam Rishon could be created from the Mokum Mizbeach, even though he's created from the center of the world, and the Eved Shtir is the center of the world. It answers how the Eved Shtir could have been moving in different directions. Binyamin would have not been Chayfa Olav Kol Hayom, would have been in a different place. And it also answers how we have the Eved Shtir, the Mizbeach, and the Eved Shtir and the third base of Mikdash being in slightly different places. But there's one point I think we can take from this as well. We know that once a person, we know that the eagle was done, Adam Rishon did his death, and the eagle was done. And like the Sfana says, then we lost the bracha of B'chol Mokim Asher Aske Shemi Oveilecha V'arachticha. So we've lost that, and now comes out that the only place that we can really have the Asher Aske Shemi is if we go over to the base of Mikdash and go and do the Avodah there, and then we're going to have the Torah. And the difficulty over here is, you would have thought, the Rebbeinu Shem we know has an unconditional love for us, and he always wants to try and help us come back on track. So if we've done our veras, you would have thought that if anything, the Rebbeinu Shem should go and make it easier for us, not harder for us. And here he is, we've done the Chet HaEgel, okay. And now the Rebbeinu Shem says, okay, now that you've done the Chet HaEgel, I'm going to make it harder for you. Now you're going to have to go and find me. L'shichnei Sidrashu, you're going to have to go out there and search and go and find the base of Mikdash and go and build it in the right place and make sure you get it on the Eved Shtir. And that way you're going to be able to have the Asherah Sashchina. Before that, it was much easier. Why would it be that just because we've done a Chet HaEgel, should Rebbeinu Shem make it worse for us and make it harder for us to get back on track? When really, if we've done a mistake, Rebbeinu Shem should say, okay, I understand you're a little weaker, and I'm going to give you a chizuk, and I'm going to help you and get you back on track. I once heard a beautiful vote from an uncle of mine. He said that if you look at Shir HaShirim, you go through Shir HaShirim, the whole of Shir HaShirim is busy with ga'aguim of Klal Yisrael trying to get closer to Rebbeinu Shem. It's all about the doidi and the rayosi and the getting closer and wanting to be closer to Rebbeinu Shem. If you go to the very last posuk in Shir HaShirim, you would have thought, the last posuk, that's the ultimate posuk, we finally got there. We finally got there, we've gotten the closeness to Rebbeinu Shem that we want. And if you look in the last posuk is, Berach doidi, run away, my beloved. Why should the last posuk talk about the Rebbeinu Shem running away from us? And he said a beautiful thought. He said, it's often easier to feel closer to Rebbeinu Shem when we're chasing the Rebbeinu Shem, when we're trying to be closer to Rebbeinu Shem, than when he's megala his oir, and he makes it clear to us when there's a gil upon him. And the reason is, because sometimes the way we feel close to something is by the wanting it, is by wanting to be closer to it. It's the hishtoikukos, it's those ga'aguim, it's those feelings of wanting to have something that we don't have, which is really what gives us a closeness to Rebbeinu Shem. So when Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, Egel, and they fell in their Madriga, and they went to a lower level. So the Rebbe Shem said, I'm going to do you a Toivah now. The Toivah I'm going to do to you now is I'm going to be hidden. I'm going to move away. Now if you want me, you're going to have to chase me. You're going to have to try and find me. But that chasing me and that trying to find me is what's really going to create the closeness between us and the Rebbe Shem. And if we look at the Beis HaMikdash and how it was built, the Pasuk says, the Shichnei Sidrashu, if you want to have that closeness to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Orin, to the Mokim of the Kedusha Siya now in being by the Orin, it's only going to come through a Lashichnei Sidrashu, through the searching. As the Gemara says that it was the David and Shmuel, the Neviim HaRishonim, who created, who made that the Evan Shasir was in the right place. Because the Mishnah says, "Mois Neviim HaRishonim HaYisosham." It was only there from the time of David and Shmuel. That means the Chet HaEgel was done, and that wasn't when the Evan Shasir moved. The Evan Shasir only moved a few hundred years later, once the David and Shmuel had gone looking for the Evan Shasir. So it was David and Shmuel's search for the Evan Shasir which created that the Evan Shasir moved to the correct place, to the place where we could have the Hasharas HaShchinah. Binyamin could only have the Hasharas HaShchinah in his place through being choifef al kol hayom, through the wanting it, because it's the wanting it that really creates that connection. When we talk about bitochen, one of the classic words that the psukim use when it talks about bitochen is the word kivui. Kivui, being hopeful. We talk kilishuoscha kivinu kol hayom. We talk about being hopeful for the Rebbe Shem's gilui. The Ramchal says that the word kivui comes from the same, to the hope is the same word as the word kav, as in a line. The Ramchal says when a person has a kivui, he says the shuoscha kivisi Hashem, when a person has a kivui, he's hopeful for the Yeshua of the Rebbe Shem, that creates a line. And he says that line travels between him, us, and the Rebbe Yoilam. And he says that line can break through all the mechitzei shabazel that are being mafsik between us and the Rebbe Yoilam. And then he says, along that line, every one of our tefillahs travel up that line, and every one of our tzlochas, our shabos that come down from the Rebbe Yoilam, come down that line. So our tefillahs and our yeshuas travel along the line, the kav of the kibui, the hopefulness that we have. So it's that hopefulness that we have for the Yeshua of the Rebbe Shem, which creates the Yeshua. Why? Because once we've gone into a Zman of Hester, that Zman of Hester can only be, the Oyer that can only come is through the Kivui, through the hoping, through the wanting to be closer. When we come to a Zman of Purim, Purim is the one Yom Tov that we have in a Hester upon him. It's the Yom Tov that comes when, in the time of Golos, it's the Ness that happened, the only Ness that happened outside the Eretz Yisrael, because the Purim Ness was a Ness of, as we say in Shoshanas Yaakov, we say the Koyach, the power that we had on Purim was a power of Kivui, of being hopeful to have something. As Ramov says, that the central point of Purim is really the Tefillah, it's the ability to daven on Purim, because on Purim is the time of the Hester, it's the time of the Cheshech. In that time of darkness, the way that we can break through that darkness is through that Kivui. The way that we bring the Oyer is through that Kivui, and that's how they will be able to bring the Oyer in that whole tkufa of darkness since the Chet HaEgel all the way until the time when Mashiach will come. All of that tkufa, the way we've had the Evan Shasiyah in the place where it's supposed to be, only came through Shmuel and David's Kivui, through their Lishichle Sidrashu, through Binyamin's Chayfavala Kalayayim, and that's how things have been able to be in the right place, and that's the Yeshua that we're going to get, Bezaz Hashem, as well.